Soita Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. We continue the description of Mido Keneged Mido, which is displayed by the Isha Soita in her punishment. So true also by other places where somebody was Sor Me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where it's Chazal use a notable dogma where it's seen Baalil is by Shimshin. The Heilige Tzaddik Shimshin was Shefes Yisrael. And he was on a high madrega of Ruach HaKodesh, and Gadol's Bateri was the God Lador. But Lamaisa Chazal find him fault. Shimshon Holach Acher Einov, Lefikach Nikru Plishtim Zainov. That's not to say Shimshon was a prostitute Baltaiva. Shimshon had a Hanhoga, where he made a decision to serve HaKodesh Baruch Hu, where he was Holach Acher Einov. Oysa, the Pasuk says, Kachli Kihi Yoshua Be'enai. He tells his father to take that woman from him as a wife, Kihi Yoshua Be'enai. Chazal used the term Yoshua Be'enai as Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurun. In fact, Rabbi Miller, Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal, always used to point out that when the Novi says in the beginning of Shoftim that there was no Melech, Isha Yoshua Be'enav Yasa, that doesn't mean that it was Hefkeris. That means that every single person had a strong internal compass, mitzvahs naveris, of living a life of Ratz Nabayre. Hayosher be'enav, they were Yesharim. Shimshon was a Yosher, Memela was poshut by him, ki he Yosher be'enai, that is the one that he was supposed to marry. He had a tafkid to be Mekayim. But Lamaisa, since whatever Madrega he lost was because Holachacha enav, therefore Lamaisa, the Midas Adin, was visited on him when the plishtim were menaker einov, Rachman al tzlan. Shonema, v'yechazu plishtim v'yenaker es einov. Avsholom nizgor b'saroi. Avsholom made his cheshbonis l'shem shamayim. L'maisa, the pasuk declares that he was a rasha. And l'maisa, the pasuk says that he was nizgor. He saw himself as fit l'malchus. We don't know what it means that he has his here, he was nizgor. But the pasuk says about Avsholom, l'hoye ish yofa b'chol yisrael l'hal moid. Same way by Yosef HaTzadik, it was understood that the beauty of Yosef's face was a simon of Malchus, and Yosef understood that. That means that it was given to him to serve Klal Yisrael as a melech. So that was the same thing as Avshalom understood that way also. L'maisa, the beauty of his hair is what led him astray. L'fikach nitla b'saroi. When he's riding into battle, he gets caught on the branches, and then l'maisa, that's what trapped him, and then he was killed. And Lamaisa Avsholom Ba'atzas Achitoifel was bo al Eser Pilak She'oviv, because the halacha is that nobody's allowed to live with a pilegish of the melech. In fact, the Rambam holds that Ba'atzam, a man and a woman living together without Kiddushin, is a lav deraisa, l'sir kedesha. Other Rishonim argue, it's only if it's derech znus, only if she's miyuid l'kedeshus, to znus. But some man and woman living together without a kinyan is not a lav. The Rambam holds that it is a lav. What's a pilegish? A pilegish is a woman without kedushin. The Rambam holds enachanami. The din that we find the pilegish in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, is only by a melech. Because by a melech, nobody else was allowed to take this woman. So she was miyud. Even without a kinyan, she's miyud for him. So Achitofel advised Avsholom to be Baal Pilak She'oviv, to show that he does not recognize the Malchus of David. He was married in the Malchus of David. Lefikach nitn loiboy esa lunvios. He was stabbed with 10 spears. Shenema vayisoybu asor naorim noisei klei yoyov. Vayakus avsholom vayimusu. And they killed him. Alts married the Malchus. He was deserving of death. Ulefisha gonav shloish levovis. Lamaisa, he stole levovis, which means that he captured their attention. First of all, Lev Aviv, is that he convinced his father that he meant Latoiv. V'Lev Bezdin, he came with words of Chsidus, and he convinced Bezdin, he convinced the Sanhedrin to go after him, many of the Sanhedrin. V'Lev Yisrael, he convinced Klal Yisrael to follow him. Shenema v'yiganev, Avsholom is Lev Anshi Yisrael, l'fikach nitpu boi shloisha shvotim. That's why he was hit with 3 sharp sticks. Shenema v'yikach shloisha shvotim b'kapay v'yitkoim b'lev Avsholom. The Gemara explains that Avshalom had a whole mahalach to win over Klai, so they would come to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the Reish HaSanhedrin. They would come and he would convince them not to listen to the Psak, but to come to Avshalom. Then he would bend the Psak. Al Yidei Zeh, he was able to wean Klai Yisrael from their loyalty to Malchus based David. Vashichnem shekedailam lamlichoy aleyen tachas David. Gemara describes he was given two people to go with him, Al Kovid Amalchus, and he took two people and he brought them over to his side, and another two people. Kids, he had a whole plan how to be Goynev Lev, Oviv, Lev Yisrael, Lev Bezin. V'chein Leinyan HaToivah. If Mida Keneged Mida works, Rachman Al Tzlan, on the Tzad Hara, on punishment, so then Kal V'choyme that it works on Tzad HaToiv. Miriam Himtina L'moyshe Sho'achas, Shonema V'tei Tatsa V'choyse Merochoy. She stayed by the bank of the Nilus in order to see what would happen to him. That means that she was Dovuk in Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefikoch nesakfu lo Yisrael shuva yom bamidbar. She spoke Lashon Hara Moshe, and the punishment was there. She became a Mitzayra. But all of Klal Yisrael waited for her because she waited for the Moshe and Shal Yisrael. Shenema va'om lo nosa ad he'osef Miriam. They all waited for her. Zoch Yosef, zoch ha'likbaras Oviv. Ve'im ba'ochiv godl mimenu. Yosef was Oisik b'kfuras Oviv Yankiv. He was the greatest of his brothers. He was the most powerful. He was the Mishnah Lamelech. Shonema, Vayal Yosef Likpersov, Vayal Imer Gamrechev Gamparoshim. So who was Misasik with his Kovet Hames, with his Orin? Milonu Godol Mi Yosef Shalom Misasik Boel Moshe. Who was Isaac in his Kvura, the greatest of the great? Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of Parshas Beshalach. Moshe Zocha Baatzmas Yosef Ein Bisor Godol Mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to be Isaac in the Godel Hador's covered Achron of taking him Teretz Yisrael. Shenema vayikach Moshe es atzmas Yosef imoy mi Godel mi Moshe sholen es vazik boy el amokim the Rebbein Shalom b'chvayde b'atzmas. Shenema vayik bo Yosef bagay. The Rebbein Shalom himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo ya Moshe b'vad omru ala kol ha-tzadikim shenema v'holach lefonov tzidkecho k'vayde Hashem ya'asvecho. Kivyocho the Rebbein Shalom was misasik b'kuros kol tzadik v'tzadik. But the real truth of the matter is that the place which is the Mokum Ptiras Moshe does not exist in the physical world. V'loyoda ish es kvurosoi. Maral explains, not that it was lost. Nobody could find it. It means be'etzem, it's impossible to find. Why? A kever is a Mokum where the physical part of the person that was used as a kli, of course, for ruchnias, the guf of a person is not bad. It's just the physical part that was used to serve the Rebbein Shalom. That part is put as a shmira, as a pikadon in the ground, to wait until Tchiyas HaMeisim. But that means that in the ground lies the physicality of that person. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have that. There is no physicality. Moshe Rabbeinu afilu gufoy nizdachech v'nase kuloy neshama. Kaloshna kadmoinim. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yoda ishes kuros, it means we have no physical reality. You look on Google Earth, you look on any GPS, the kever of Moshe is not a physical location that we could locate because it's not a physical reality that we could tap into. The Rebbein Shalom was Isaac B'Kvurosid because it was a Dovid Ruchni. And that's why the kever of Moshe in the Mishnah Nova says that one of the 10 things that was created, it's actually not one of the 10, it's in Pirkei Avos in Perek Hei Mishnah Ches. There's 10 things over there. And then the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, Mishnah Tess, and then it says, these are all physical things. The Teretz says, the Eloi Shalav Ram Avinu is not. It's a spiritual reality from which all of Klal Yisrael lives, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Kvurosei Shel Moshe is not a physical location, does not exist on the map. It's a spiritual reality, a spiritual dimension, Dvar Mamukim from the Maral in Ovis. So, Memela, the Rebbein Shalom was Isaac B'Kvuros. Okay, we were Moisif Anakuda on the Oimik of what's going on. Like we said, there's a lot of Agadita in the Mishnais, which is unusual in the Masechta, in the Gemara for sure. And the Hargosha is a Masechta where a person has to feel a sense of stirring, longing of Dveikus for the Rebbein Shalom, because that Soita means that we're not fully in that Matzav, that Metzias.